Here's some medical news now. This week, two of our Here and Now producers have young kids with ear infections. Sadly, that's typical. Tis the germ season. What's not typical is they had to search far and wide for a pretty common medicine, amoxicillin, the antibiotic. In the end, they got their pediatricians to prescribe alternatives, and this is a situation parents increasingly face, because there is a shortage of amoxicillin, especially the pink liquid version for kids. What's going on? Ike Sweatlitz is asking around. He covers biotech and health for Bloomberg News. Ike, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the FDA declared a nationwide shortage of amoxicillin in October, blaming increased demand. Where is the demand coming from? Is it a bad year for bacterial bugs?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Unfortunately, there's not real-time or near-real-time data on bacterial infections, common bacterial infections like strep throat, which is often treated with amoxicillin. So we don't really know if there are more cases now than there have been before. In terms of the viral infections, you know, influenza, RSV, a lot of people have been noticing and talking about that. You know, there are more infections now than there have been in the past few years. Now, viral illnesses are not treatable with antibiotics, but sometimes the viruses can make your body more susceptible or lead to you developing a bacterial infection for which you might need an antibiotic. So there may be a relationship there. The sort of exact numbers and cause, you know, something I think we're still trying to figure out.
But we can see the number of prescriptions for amoxicillin, is that right?
Yeah, so we can see the number of prescriptions, and we can see those have been increasing. Now, they, you know, typically increase around this time of year, but looking at the data, the number of prescriptions weekly that were filled for amoxicillin at retail pharmacies have been the highest that they've been basically in the past 10 years.
Yeah, and I guess the good news is there are some alternatives, but the world relies so much on amoxicillin. My own household, we have seen dozens of kid ear infections. As far as the supply, can the makers not just turn the spigot and make more?
They are increasing their production. You know, I was talking to the CEO of Teva, one of the companies that makes amoxicillin, a few weeks ago, and they said they don't always have the flexibility to just meet the increased demand. All the companies are doing what they can, but sometimes it takes time to ramp up that manufacturing.
Yeah, and we certainly learned about supply chain challenges with COVID tests and COVID vaccines. But in this case, is at least part of the reason that amoxicillin, we know it's cheap, is it not a big money maker? So the drug makers don't necessarily invest a lot in the supply chain?
Yeah, so I don't know the profit margins for amoxicillin, but in general, antibiotics, especially sort of cheaper generic ones like amoxicillin, don't make a lot of money for drug companies. That can make it difficult for companies to invest in, you know, really high quality, robust supply chains because they might not be making a lot of money from that product.
Is this amoxicillin shortage a blip, a temporary thing, as best you can tell from talking to, you know, people in the industry? Or could it last through, say, the full winter if it's a bad winter?
So there are some companies that are saying that some of their amoxicillin medicines are going to be in limited supply through the end of the year, through the beginning of next year. In terms of the overall situation, it's a little hard to tell. It's also important to note this is not just affecting us here in the United States. Regulatory authorities in Canada and Australia have reported shortages of amoxicillin medicine. So it's going to be important to be paying attention to what's going on in the rest of the world as well.
Yeah. And finally, can you give us some news we can use? How can, say, parents on our own staff at Here and Now, let's just say their names are Ashley and Julia, how can they find workarounds through their doctors or their local pharmacies?
Yeah, so there definitely are other antibiotics out there. Some of them are sort of amoxicillin combinations. They might be a little harder on the kids' stomachs, but there are other medications out there that can help treat the infections. And the other thing is really important is to make sure that you actually have a bacterial infection before you're getting an antibiotic. You know, if you have influenza, if you have RSV, those are viruses, antibiotics don't really do anything for them. So, you know, talking to your doctor, making sure that it is a bacterial infection, and then exploring some of those alternatives would be the things that I would recommend.
And at the local pharmacy, if they don't have it, could a local pharmacist have useful information?
Yeah, so pharmacies might be able to check if there are other pharmacies, you know, if it's sort of a big chain pharmacy, if there are other locations that might have it. You know, I've been talking to people and doctors who have said, you know, folks might have to drive around half an hour out of the way, but there might be other pharmacies around that would have it. So they might have that information too.
That is Ike Swetlitz. He covers biotechnology and health for Bloomberg News. Ike, thanks so much.
Thank you.